Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to Max and Friends. It's Sunday night because we're live tonight, but you know we have replays all during the week, so we're live though on Sundays. So this is where I am right now in the studio. And did you all watch the Oscars? Tweet me at Max Tucci. Let me know who you think your best and worst dressed are. I also want to know your highlights from the Oscars, so tweet me at Max Tucci. I got my phone blowing up right now. But yes, it's true. We're going to have fun tonight on Max and Friends. I've got a special guest joining me. Y'all know her. She'll be here in just a moment. Marshana Ritchie from the show Friends to Lovers. Tomorrow night is the season finale on Bravo. Check your local listings. But on the East Coast is 10:30, Friends to Lovers, Bravo TV. Marshana, you know, she is a beauty and a fashion expert herself. You know, if you go follow her all over the place and all these social medias, she's going to teach you a few things. And tonight she's going to tell us her best and worst dress of the Oscars, so we're going to have fun with that. Then Jodi Ambrose is back, and we're going to talk about sex and how to get more of it, and intimacy, how to get more of that too, and darn good eating. Now, you know, Jodi just does everything from cookbooks to sex books to whatever y'all need, so she's back because y'all loved her so much. Blew up my Twitter, yes you did, with how much you loved our show. So always tweet me at Max Tucci. That's the best way you can find me. Speaking of, there's a product I got to let you all know about because it is one of my favorite things, and it is called Alkalol. Not alcohol like get your drink on. Alkalol. And it is like so good. I know this is like a shameless plug, and yes, they are sending me product because I tweeted them. And Sandra Curry, y'all know her from Hangover 1, 2, and 3. Well, she's the one that introduced it to me. And I could not talk. I swear, I couldn't breathe. It was like a whole nightmare. And I put it on Facebook, and she said, Max, honey, go get Alkalol. It will save your life. I always travel with it. I recommended it to a friend who does the weather up in New York. Next thing you know, they're tweeting me. I'm tweeting them. And Alkalol is the best. It's like a beautiful, like, I know this sounds gross, but a nasal wash, and it like cleans you out and you can gargle with it, and I love it. But anyway, so check out Alkalol. They are on Twitter. I will tweet about them tonight. Best product, and just go get it, okay? You will love me for that, I promise you, y'all. Speaking of loving me, love me some more on LeahBlackInc.com. Y'all know the housewife of Miami, Leah Black. Well, I'm part of her blog page. So if you go to LeahBlackInc.com, you're going to find some of my blogs there, and inspirational blogs and ranting blogs and good stuff and bad stuff. And if you have comments to say, comment away, because by now, y'all can't touch me. I love you, though, for tuning in. But sticks and stones may break my bones, but words may never hurt me, because y'all have some nasty shit about me. But I love you, because that means you're tuning in. So before we get to the Oscars, we're going to jam it tonight here on Max and Friends, Fashionista. And when we're back, my girl Mashana's with us. Hit it.
Time has arrived, and the stars are walk straight past the line. I'll catch your respect. So close to the prize. Gotta work it, boy, better try. It's
Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was my girl, Monroe King. She opens up the show, Max and Friends, every Sunday night here. And not only does she open my show, she sings my theme song. She sings Max and Friends short. She is my girl. I love you, Monroe King. Fashionista, because we're talking about the Oscars with my friend, Marshana. Welcome back to Max and Friends, Friends to Lover.
Hi, Max. How are you? Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for having me back. It's so exciting.
I am so happy that you're here. We've got so much to talk about tonight because the Oscars were cray cray in the whole red carpet. And all I have to say is, what would Joan say? Joan Rivers. So we're going to like catch up with her tonight, right?
I know. It's like our first Oscars without Joan Rivers being here. And she is sorely missed because, you know, she gives it straight every time. She doesn't sugarcoat it, not at all. So, you know, we kind of have to pay homage to her and kind of really like tell the truth.
You know why we have to pay homage to her? Because they did not at the Oscars, and regardless of what everyone thinks, if she was an actress or a comedian or not, she did do a documentary, and they snubbed her in the whole memorial aspect of the Oscars. So she's giving them a big old finger right now wherever she is.
I know, but she is.
Let's break down the fashions. I want to start, you know, it's fun to do this, but it's fun when I have someone like you who knows what's up and who's beautiful and who does this for a living and a passion. So not judging, but just telling who can dress and who can't.
I know. So where do we start? The best or the worst? You tell me.
Let's start with the worst and get that over with, because I don't like that energy. So just break it down real quick.
Oh, my God. My very worst dress of the night is going to go to Keira Knightley. Keira Knightley in Valentino. I know she's pregnant and everyone's like, she's got the baby bump, but I don't really care. I don't think that because you're pregnant, you have to be frumpy and try to hide the bump and wear like this big muumuu thing with writing on it. It was like layers of tulle.
Nonsense.
I don't know what that was, but Keira Knightley, I think that you should have embraced the glow of being pregnant and your new body and things that are happening, and that dress was just wrong. Worst dress of the night. Wear that crown and wear it proud.
You know what? And as much as I know it's theatrical, But Gaga with those, they were like maid's gloves, like, you know, those yellow gloves that... I'm not knocking the dress because I get the hours to make it. I get the masterpiece that it is, and I get she's Gaga. But it's just funny that the gloves that have been going around. They're gonna red is gonna be the new kitchen sink glove.
Oh my gosh! I mean, she's starting a trend. I mean, you know, Gaga's somebody that I really want to see win. I want to see her come out on top. She's so amazingly talented. Yeah. And I think that sometimes we lost that behind all of the shenanigans that she does sometimes. And I was really counting on she would show normal. I mean, she showed up kind of sort of normal at the Grammys, right? And I was hoping that would happen tonight. But this dress, all wrong. I agree with you. She's on the worst dress list too.
Okay. Now, I've got to ask you, because makeup is your thing, girl, and people watch you on your videos. You give tutorials all over the place on how to do the right makeup. Who makeup-wise drove you crazy?
Okay. Drove me crazy in a good way or a bad way?
In a bad way.
Oh, gosh. It's so hard to say. I wasn't feeling ScarJo's look, Scarlett Johansson. I just wasn't feeling it all the way too much. And then, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow's makeup was nice. She did like a light, frosty blue eyeshadow. But I think with the ruby and the earrings, like, those two colors didn't go. So, like, if she had taken off those earrings, put on a stud, or wore those earrings and gave me, like, a neutral eye and a strong lip, I would have understood it. So, yeah, ladies, if something is going by your face, if you're wearing a statement piece of earrings or a headband or a hat, make sure that your makeup compliments that, not matches, but compliments. And so, yeah, that drove me a little bit cray-cray.
Well, you know who drove me crazy? And I noticed, see, because we kind of did, like, you know, we got the whole team working here tonight at Max and Friends. And if you're tuning into Max and Friends right now, we're going over the Oscars Best and Worst Dress. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us tonight. I've got Marshawna Richie on from Bravo's TV show, Friends to Lovers. Tomorrow night is the season finale on Bravo TV, 10:30 p.m. Check your local listings for more information on Friends to Lovers. But let me tell you, Marshawna, about the makeup. My whole team has been working here, sending me pictures and tweeting me and everything else. J-Lo, on the red carpet, had on some funky pinkness going on. Looked like she was crying all the way. All pink underneath. Looked a mess. And then towards the end of the show, when she's sitting next to Meryl Streep, the pink under the eye is gone. Is that a trend? Is it a bad trend? What is that pink under the eye nonsense?
I don't know if that's a trend. I don't know what that is. But what I do appreciate is that it wasn't right. It wasn't working. And makeup artists, you know, it happens to all of us. You get in your little creative space and you say, I'm going to try something new, and you talk J-Lo into it, and then you realize it's just not working. That's why the makeup artist has to stay with their client, right? So that you can change it, adjust it, and tweak it, and make sure that by the end of the night they look good. I'm glad the pink was gone. Bye-bye, pink.
They took it out.
Gone. You know, because actually, J-Lo is my best dressed of the night. So you did not,
you just cut right to it.
I'm sorry, because you brought her up. I was trying to hold it out.
You were so excited. Yeah.
I'm sorry. She's my best dress. And when you wear that Ellie Saab gown, which is just gorgeous, I mean, she looks phenomenal. You do not mess up that makeup. Not at all.
Okay, no, I agree. And I think that she looked stunning. I give it to her. But I've got to tell you who I think is, for me, okay, because we've had some debates already on social media. For me, and I'm not part of the bullying, but for me, she's a massive improvement, and she gets honorable mention for best dress is Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Like, are you in my brain? Because I wasn't tweeting you about this. I was tweeting you about other things. But, you know, I've never really forgiven Gwyneth Paltrow for the gown, that Oscar de la Renta gown, the Pepto-Bismol pink ball gown that really did nothing for her shape and body back in 1999 for Shakespeare in Love. I never really let it go. I've always really held on to that inside. But then when I saw her tonight in this gorgeous pink gown with the one shoulder and the ruffle, and it was so sleek and form-fitting, let's all remember, ladies and gentlemen, at home, Gwyneth Paltrow is a mom to more than one child, and she looks phenomenal and gorgeous. I mean, she can give these 20-somethings a run for her money, and this is the dress that you put on when you're Gwyneth Paltrow at the Oscars as an Oscar winner, and you want to make a statement, and you want to redeem yourself. All is forgiven, Gwyneth Paltrow, and I love you.
Good, well said, well spoken. I could not agree more. What were the men that turned you on tonight? Who were the men that turned you on tonight?
Oh, my God. Okay, so I love Channing Tatum. I thought he just looked amazing. Jared Leto, you win. I would have wished that your pants were just like an inch longer. Okay, but if I can get past the 1 inch on the bottom of the hem of the pants. I love the blue. Do something different. We see so much black. We see so much navy. We see so much dark. It was just amazing. But I'm going to get the name of the actor wrong. Forgive me. And if you have his name, please help me. Who wore the red tuxedo? Yeah, that was a no-no. That did absolutely nothing for me.
Oh, Martin Luther King.
Yes, yes. The guys wore Martin Luther King in Selma. Please, please, please fire your stylist. Do us all a favor. Love you to pieces. I felt like you could have shined tonight, but you didn't. But men who really did it for me, like I said, Channing Tatum and Jared Leto's at the top of my list. Yep, I'm putting him all the way up there. Top, top, top. Win.
All right. And you know who I just thought was, they were the smartest. I think they were a smart couple. They look good tonight. And for some reason, I can't think of their names because I'm just reading a tweet right now from Adam Cohen. It says, John Travolta looks like Liberace came back from the dead with hair plugs.
Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Why? Why?
I didn't even see him there, but that just made me laugh. But I'm going to get to my couple in a minute. I just wanted to tell you, there were some really great quotes of the night. One was from Patricia Arquette. It's our time to have wage equality once and for all and equal rights for women in the United States of America. That top, I mean, everybody loved that. Everybody loved that.
Oh, and, you know what? I love it. I love it. I'm sorry. You were going to say something. Let me not.
No, that was good. No, that's okay, baby. Don't worry.
I jumped right in because I got so excited. Like, this got me so excited. And, you know, it's so wonderful. Patricia Arquette was like, you know what? Let me win tonight. I got a list. I've checked it twice. And I've got something to say. And if you give me a platform, I'm going to say it. And I'm so glad that she chose women's equality because it is an issue. I mean, they say that women today still make 70 cents to the dollar for doing the same work that a man does. So we really have a ways to go. I mean, we've made leaps and bounds, but we have not yet arrived. But what really got me is that Meryl Streep was in the front row like she was
cheering her.
I mean, she was standing up, praise dancing. J-Lo was there. They were just like all for it. And I really respect Patricia Arquette for using her platform and her moment of influence to make a statement. And I hope that it does bring about good change. And we know change doesn't happen overnight, but at least it starts people talking about it and having a conversation, because you know all the talking heads are going to be talking about it tomorrow. And I'm so glad she took this moment to really bring light to an issue that needs to change.
You know what? I think it's great. And I don't know if really people always, this is a dispute. Is the Oscars the right place to do it? Is it not? But you know what? If you've got how many countries watching, how many languages spoken in, you know, I think it's good. I think it's the time to do it if you got something great to say. If something stupid, then just, you know, stay home. But be inspiring, and that's what it was. It was inspiration. It was freedom for women. What I also love, J.K. Simon saying, call your mom, call your dad. If you're lucky enough to have a parent on this earth, call them. Don't text them, call
it
them.
It is. Exactly. And I want to take this moment. I call my parents daily, and I just want to take this moment to give my dad, Eno Ritchie in Stafford, Virginia, a big happy birthday. His birthday was Wednesday, and my dad turned 75. So
happy,
I am just
birthday,
so
Papa
happy. Yes, happy birthday, Papa Wonderful. Ritchie. And mom is doing good. She'll be right behind, so I love it.
All right, well, can you give us some scoop on your show tomorrow night on Bravo? It's the season finale. What's going on with Friends to Lovers?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. I can't believe that here we are at the season finale. It's going to be a special two-hour season finale tomorrow night on Bravo. And you're finally going to get the answers to all the questions that you have. So many people see me and they ask me, are you and Stefan together? What happened with Charlie and Darian? What's going on with Melanie and Greg Worth? Stay together or not, you know, and then people want to know what happened with Chris and Alex tomorrow. All of the stories tie up. You get to know who stays together, who breaks up, and all of that. It's definitely emotionally charged. You know, you get some tense moments between the couples. You get some sexy soft moments. There's more of me in lingerie, because everyone knows I love lingerie. And it's definitely worth tuning in. So it's going to be 2 hours on a school night, I know. But, guys, listen, stick with us to the very end. It's going to be phenomenal.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to it. I'm Bravo tomorrow night, Friends to Lover. Mashana Richie, thank you so much for joining me and giving me your scoop. What else do you want to say before you go about the Oscars? All in all, did you like it?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it.
Neil
I loved Patrick Harris. Oh my gosh, he was so wonderful. You know, actually, when I did the Ellen DeGeneres show a few years ago, he was on the same episode that I was on of Ellen. So I had my green room, his was across from mine, and I actually got to meet him, and it was just a really wonderful moment because I grew up watching him. And to see where he's come, not only as an actor, but as a child star, and how well-adjusted he's remained, and he's still in this game, and tonight here he is hosting the Oscars, doing a phenomenal job. So NPH, Neil Patrick Harris, I love you, and I just want you to keep doing well, and phenomenal job tonight. High five.
All right. Well, high five to you, Marshawna. Thanks so much for joining me on Max and Friends.
Thanks so much for having me. You know, you can call or tweet me anytime.
Ooh, we're going to tweet you after the show.
Awesome, Sauce. I love it.
Have a beautiful night, my friend. Looking forward to tomorrow night on Bravo.
Awesome. Wonderful. Definitely watching. Tweet me while it's going on. I always like tweet
you. You know I will. I will. Have a beautiful night, Marshawna.
All right. You too, Max. Good night. Bye.
All right. And if you're all tuning in tonight for the first time, thank you for joining us on Max and Friends. What's everyone listening to?
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends.
I am going to start playing that jingle more. I just love it. Well, it's time to hide your kids, hide your wives, and hide your husbands. Because Jody Ambrose is joining me in just a moment because we're going to be talking about sex tonight. Why? Because that's what you guys want. You tweet me, I listen. Get the kids out the room because we're going there tonight. Speaking of kids, I got to ask you all a question, and I want you to tweet me. If you have children or nieces or nephews or little brothers and sisters who are on social media and they start tweeting cuss words and F this and F that with their friends, or they're putting it on Instagram and they're 13 years old, what do you all say to that? Well, let me know. Tweet me at Max Tucci, because I called my sister up and I told her, it's not your daughter, Nikki. I love my niece, Lily. God knows I do. But let me tell you something. She has this friend of hers, Lizzie, and I think, kids, save the cursing for when you're older. Open up a dictionary, learn new words, be impressive. Use words that people are like, what is that? If you want to diss somebody, get a good word. Don't be cheap and tacky with your words like my niece's friend, Lizzie. That girl, I'm going to, ooh, let me tell you something. You better clean up that mouth, girl. 13 years old. But speaking of cleaning up mouths, our mouths are going to be dirty in just a minute here on Max and Friends with Jody Ambrose. But that's the way we roll, so I'm letting you know, and we're adults, so we can do this, and it's after hours because it's 11 o'clock. It's 11:30 almost on the East Coast, and in L.A. it's 8:30. So thank you all for tuning in to Max and Friends. I know you have options. I love you all for tuning in. But yeah, so check us out every Sunday night. The show, people are like, what kind of show do you do? Literally, we can go from Jackie Collins, who I love, to Lisa Lampanelli, who I adore, to gurus from Australia and gurus from India, to my dear friend Barbara Taylor Bradford, who writes, to my dear friend Max, wishing you the best of everything. Warm wishes, Barbara Taylor Bradford. I have this whole board in front of me, and I have all the headshots of people who have joined me on Max and Friends over the 7 years that I'm going to be here. Jackie Collins says, to Max, you give great radio with love, Jackie. I love my Jackie. And then, of course, our girl Robin. Well, Robin writes to Max, stay strong, fierce, and real. Hugs and kisses, Robin. And, you know, Robin is going to be in my big gay wedding in New York, the Off-Broadway show. So check out Robin Camille there. She's amazing. Love her. She always joins us here on Max and Friends. I love you for tuning in tonight on Max and Friends. So clear out the room, because in all reality, we're going to get inspirational, even though we're going to talk about sex. Because we're going to teach you tonight, who's we, Jody Ambrose, and I are going to teach you tonight how to really get the best out of life in and out of the bedroom. It is possible. Not only with yourself, if that's all you got, but also with your lover. So stay tuned to Max and Friends here. We're going to be right back. And the song we're playing for you, we're going, this is a fun song. We're going back. Salt and pepper. Let's talk about sex. Hit it.
Crowd. It keeps coming up somehow. Yeah, so boy or make boy the topic. Drop it. But that won't stop it. Talk about sex on the radio and on the video show. Many will know. Tell it like it is. Tell it how it could be. Tell it like it was. Tell it how it should be. Go. Who think it's dirty? Have a choice. Change the station or
I wanna talk about it. There's just no way to fight it. Why can't we talk about sex, baby? We need to talk about the good and bad things we encounter. I wanna talk about you and me.
Oh no, here we go again. What do you mean all I wanna do is sex you?
Who, me?
That's not all I wanna do.
We had what? Controversy, oh. That really irked me. Yeah. A three-letter word I heard was a curse. So he may beam and have nice dreams, cause he's 14 in tight jeans. To react like that is natural, but control it or that will get you in the sack in a very bad rap.
Oh,
sometimes it's like that. Are you ready or not? Cause here he comes, and like a dumb oaf, he forgot the condom. As if he had some, yeah. But you don't buy them or even like them. But what the hell you say? It's chill. I won't get God, I'm on the pill until the sores start to cut and score. He gave it to you, and now
gonna play this parade.
Why not? Everybody have sex.
I mean, everybody should be making love.
Come on, how many guys you know make love? She's hot, hot, hot to drop. Make any man's eye pop. Pop. What she got to get what she don't got. Men do like food, but they're just human. Boom, girl's body was booming. Gold, pearls, rubies, diamonds. She's always ever common. Her dates, heads of state, men of taste. Lawyers, doctors, no one was too great for her to get with or mess with. The threat she said was next on her list. Dag, she had all in a bag. So she should have been glad. But she was sad, cause she never had any love, just sex. Follow next with the cat.
I wanna talk about it. There's just no way to fight it. Why can't we talk about sex, baby? We need to talk about the good and bad things we encounter. I wanna talk about sex.
Yeah. I just let you know, go ask the S-E-E-E. We don't beat around the bush. When we see a girl with a crazy fat tush, we just want to push and a push and a push. Up where? Up what? Up to her. You know the brothers have to do her.
I want to talk about it. I want to talk about it. I want to talk about it. I want to talk about you.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Let's Talk About Sex, Salt and Pepper. We all went back. That was a throwback. That was a throwback Thursday on a Sunday. Shit, that was good. Well, we've got in-your-face publishing author Sex, How to Get More of It, A Guy's Roadmap to Paradise in and Out of the Bedroom, and Intimacy, How to Get More of It, A Peek into Understanding the Male Mind. A Peek into Understanding the Male Mind. A peek? Y'all need to get some bifocals. Jody Ambrose, welcome back to Max and Friends.
Hey there, doll. Thanks for having me on again. I'm so excited to be here.
And by no means am I slating your title, but a peek into understanding the male mind. Girl, that's a challenge in itself.
Isn't that the truth? It took many, many years of delving into your men brains to figure it out as much as we have.
Well, and you know why men are smart? Because they don't try to figure out a woman's brain.
That is brilliant. Seriously, you'll just spend your time lost.
You know what I always say? I said, trying to understand a woman is like trying to catch a cloud. It doesn't make sense.
We're trying to catch one of the chickens I have in my backyard. You can chase it and chase it and chase it and never, ever catch it.
Never. Speaking of catching, I'm glad that we caught you tonight. I'm glad you're back on Max and Friends because, you know, I love to joke around, but there's some people out there who are hurting. And I don't like to say they're broken because I honestly don't believe anybody's broken. I think that's just a myth that we've taken on. It's a really bad pathology to believe that we're broken because we're not. We're just derailed a little bit. We need to realign. So tonight we're going to teach everyone how to realign not only with sex, but also with intimacy. My guest, she's back, Jodi Ambrose. Let's talk about it. What are some steps for people to get realigned with not only their sexual lovers, but also with the feeling that it's okay to be having, it's like it's okay to have sex and it's okay to have intimacy. Let's talk to people tonight.
Yeah, you betcha. And I think one of the things that is most important to achieving happiness, whether you're in a relationship, whether you're not in one, whether you want to be on your own forever or what, is really learning how to be comfortable with who you are and not expecting yourself to be perfect every minute of every day, because it's not possible and it's boring as hell when someone tries to be that way.
Oh, I agree. So what are some ways that we can tell people right now? Let's start with intimacy, because sex is the easy part. Stick it in, pull it out, don't mess my hair up. But intimacy, I think is, I always love to break the word down, into me see. So how can we get people to see into one another to actually achieve intimacy and to get more of it, like your book says?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is just about not just hearing what someone says, but actually listening to them, both what they say, as well as the look on their face when they say it and their body language, because so many people are afraid to really communicate in a way that's open because it's scary. You know, is this person going to get mad at me if I say this? Am I going to hurt their feelings? What are the repercussions? And so a lot of people really kind of hedge their bets when they're having a conversation. But if you pay so much more attention to the way they say it and how they look when they do, you learn so much more about that person, and then you can communicate just that much more effectively, which is the key to all happiness in life. I believe
But what does communicate mean to you?
Being honest, but not honest like a weapon. And have you, Max, have you ever been around somebody who is just so blunt and so brutal, and they're like, well, at least I'm being honest? Have you ever experienced that?
Yeah, it's me.
No, but you're not mean about honest, though.
Right. I call a thing a thing, though. I do.
I do, too. I mean, I'm a blunt kind of girl, as you can tell. But honesty as a weapon is a whole other thing. You know, like, some people use it as a battering ram because it makes them feel powerful and makes other people around them feel smaller. And so that just makes them feel even bigger. And that's something that's so important to not do. Honesty is beautiful and wonderful, and I encourage it. But honesty, always tempered with kindness, makes life out of the bedroom beautiful and makes a woman feel much safer in the bedroom, so that can be more beautiful too.
Right. And you know what? This is not only everyone. I'm getting a tweet right now, and yes, we're talking about straight relationships, but this goes through all relationships.
So
straight, trisexual, bisexual, whatever you want to call yourself, sexual, this is everything. You know, I was watching a show the other day, and they said, for especially for man and woman, if a woman asks you, does my ass look fat in these jeans? You know, they set the man up to lie.
Yes.
To say, no, babe, you look good. And the first thing the man should do is, you want your partner, your lover, to tell you the truth. So women, don't set men up to lie to you. That's my rule.
I couldn't agree more. Okay. I have an entire chapter in the book on just that. That, and it almost poses the exact same question, because I think very often ladies do that because they're feeling insecure in the moment and they need somebody to tell them they look pretty. And unfortunately, saying, does my ass look fat in these jeans, is the stupidest way to achieve that, because half the time your guy's going to say, yeah, they looked better 10 years ago in a pair of jeans. You don't want to hear that. So, yeah, ladies, do not ask questions that you do not want the truthful answers to. Just say, honey, do I look pretty tonight? Don't make it about your butt looking fat. Just a general question if you need that type of reinforcement. And guys, if she asks you that question, it's because she needs nurturing from you or she wouldn't ask it. So be gentle and sweet with her.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question, because there was a recent study just the other day, and a woman who turned 115 years old, okay?
Wow.
Emma Morano from Italy has been alive for over 115 years.
Man.
She's lived through two world wars, 70 governments, and her life spans three centuries, okay? So she claims eating raw eggs and avoiding men has kept her young. Mrs. Morano is not only the oldest person in Europe, but the fifth oldest person in the world. And she says, when asked about her longevity, she simply said 115 years are a lot. Although she was married at one point, it was an unhappy union, and she ended it, listen to this, in 1938 after the death of her young child. Since then, she has many suitors, but has said no to all of them, because this is what she said, and this is what the point is, domination. I didn't want to be dominated by anyone, she said.
Preach on.
What are your feelings about domination? And I'm not talking about 50 Shades of Grey.
I think domination is done by very weak people. Mm-hmm. And I think that weak people feel like they need to grab a hold of power in whatever way they can to make themselves feel good about themselves. I think it's based in a very deep-rooted both insecurity and narcissism, which is truly born of insecurity. And so when someone tries to dominate you, tell you what to do, and then you follow what they do, they're like, hey, look what I can do. I got control over her.
Total manipulation.
Yeah, like, how does that make you a good person? Like, it doesn't. It shows that you're petty and that you're small and that you're a coward and that you are insecure. And when people like that try and interact with me in my life, I do two things. A, immediately set them straight. And B, never have anything to do with them again, because it's pointless. You can never win and never be happy with a person who tries to dominate and control you, ever.
No, I agree. And I'm going to go back to A real quick, because I believe in boundaries and setting them up in relationships. Gay, straight, tri, whatever you all want to be tonight, because it might change.
Yeah, exactly.
Tomorrow. And that's why
we love everybody.
You know, we're in such a constant change of realigning. So to judge someone at the moment they're in is so pointless, because we're always evolving. So one day we might be straight, and one day we might be gay, and one day we might be bi, and one day we might just be. And I know I'm going to get tweets right now saying that it's a choice or it's not a choice, and I'm born this way. I believe that we're all this beautiful energy, that when we collide with one another, that's the intimacy and that's the sex when it gets really good, because there's a collision of energy in a good way where it's like, baby, you're a fucking firework.
Exactly. No, preach on, brother. I am right there with you 100%. It's so funny. Can I tell you a little story?
Tell me a story.
I had a very interesting day today. So my husband's out of town, and while he's out of town, I'm cleaning around the house and everything, and I decided to get a landline so that all of my radio shows would sound good and not like I'm on a cell phone. And so I found my old answering machine to get it charged up for when the phone guy gets here next week, and there were 21 messages on it. And 20 of them were from guys over like a course of like 6 months of my life. And I went back and I listened to all of them, and the most surreal moment of my life, let me just tell you, because we were all 10 years old before I met my husband. And oh my God, these messages. But as I was listening to them, I was listening to them with a kind of different ear. I was listening to it more with my kind of Jody, the relationship chick ear. And I could hear all these different kinds of ways that a lot of the guys in the messages were trying to control the situation and were trying to make happen only what they wanted happened, and without, you know, really being that concerned about me. And all I could think was, is that's why my relationship now works so much better than any of those did 10 years ago, because it is just all about love and openness and acceptance and non-judgmental and no controlling and none of that. It's just be, exist, and be happy. And that is the truest gift you can give to yourself or anybody else.
You better preach that. Well, everyone, if you're tuning in for the first time tonight, you're listening to what? Hit it. Do we have it?
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends.
The This is Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. No, seriously, if you're tuning in for the first time tonight, I love you all for tuning in. I know you got options, and it's Sunday night. And if you're on the East Coast, you want to go to bed. And if you're on the West Coast, you want to go get your drinks on or get ready for bed or get ready for sex or whatever. If you're in the middle of sex, thank you for tuning in. But speaking of sex, I want to ask you a question because I have a great tweet right here. What is your feeling about communication with your ex when you're in another relationship? You've moved on, and you check in on them from time to time.
Well, that's so touchy, and it's very personal to different people's relationships. Well, let me give you kind of an overarching idea. Mm-hmm. I think in a lot of cases, exes are ex for a reason. Something about that relationship did not work. Something about it brought you pain or misery or a lack of happiness, and so it ended, right? I think while maintaining a friendly, if you see them on the street, you say hi and you have a lovely, 5-minute conversation. I think that's great. But I do think sometimes always pulling those people from your past into your present can really mess with your present. And so I think it's a balancing act. And if your current lover does not care for that, always remember your intimate relationship with the person with whom you're intimate should be your number one priority. And if they just absolutely hate it, maybe you need to think about not doing it.
Okay. Fair enough. There you go. Answering the questions here on Max and Friends. My guest is author of Sex, How to Get More of It, and Intimacy, How to Get More of It. Jodi Ambrose is joining me again tonight. Y'all loved her. Y'all tweeted me. Y'all emailed me. Y'all Facebooked me. We want her back. So we have her here. That's how we roll on Max and Friends. But so you also have a great cookbook. And it's like I always want to get to the cookbook, but food is really good. The cookbook is Darn Good Eats. Y'all can go right now and get the cookbooks. You can get all these books, but y'all want to hear about sex. So we're going to talk about, we can mix food and sex, but that becomes a whole nother show.
Oh, but we're talking about intimacy.
So, and sex. So to balance the life, okay, what if we have a really great life outside of the bedroom? Because a lot of people, I'm sure, are going through this. We have a great life. Everyone goes everywhere. They do their things. All these couples are happy. They get into the bedroom, and then all of a sudden, it's like, wah, wah. What happens? Mm-hmm. And what is the veil?
It's such a – okay, there's a couple ways of looking at it. So one is some couples – over time, just lose interest in sex altogether. Not just necessarily with their partner, but the actual act of it just doesn't hold a lot of woohoo for them anymore, which is so sad. But sometimes it happens, and it's okay. It's like if that's what your relationship is, and both of you are okay with that, and you're best friends, and you don't need that aspect of your life, good for you, more power to you. I am not here to judge you to tell you you need to have sex 3 times a week. But for the rest of the people who are just like, man, I love this person so much, but as soon as I get in the bedroom, it sucks. Your mission, and choose to accept it, is to go buy something kinky. It doesn't have to be, disturbingly kinky, but something sexy or, set the house up in a lovely mood with candles or whatever, floats your boat and turns you on, and really make an effort, because that's what tends to kill sex and relationships is the effort stops. It's all about wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, which is great on the bathroom sink at the restaurant you're at, but not so great when you're in your bed at home every night.
So, right. But then, turns into, we call it robotic sex. We've talked about, the Madonna-Horror syndrome and robotic sex. How is it to get people oiled up so they get out of that robotic sex?
Do not forget foreplay. The biggest complaint I get from women, the single most biggest complaint I get from women, is that their guys kiss them for 10 seconds if they're lucky. If they're lucky, they get 10 seconds of kissing. Maybe a couple boob pushes, and that's
it. Hold on. Some men don't like to kiss, right? In fairness.
Well, tough shit.
Well, tough shit, not really, because what if you it's like cilantro, you either love it or hate it. So, but what if you're not into it? That's not your thing. But what if you love to suck nipples? Seriously, I think you got to find the balance, because if a guy's not into kissing, you're just going to have, as a woman, deal with it. Let him suck your nipples if that's what he's into.
Well, I think there's a balance though, Max, because it's I've talked to women who don't particularly like going south on a man, which I find to be absolutely entertaining. I don't know why anyone would like that.
But there are some women who don't, and their men bitch and complain, and they can't stand it because they're not getting the oral gratification that they want. So the problem is you might not like to do something, but maybe you need to experiment with it and try different ways of doing it and really trying to see, well, what can I do that will make her happy or him happy? Because if you just say, I don't like this, I mean, unless it's like something painful or creepy, I think you need to try and work with each other to figure out then what does work. Because women are like freezing cold cars in a New York blizzard. You got to warm that shit up. And if you don't, she's not going to be very responsive to you.
Right. No, I get that. And it all comes down to communication. Really.
Oh, yeah.
Through all of that, it's like figure. And the advice I give people is figure it out. And, you know, it's just seriously, it's like, there's a reason why everyone is together. I always believe in the moment. That's where we are right now. So wherever you are right now, and if you're tuning into Max and Friends, take this advice into the week that who you're with right now and where you are with them and what you're doing with them, no experience is ever wasted. So on that
so
note,
true.
Just like figure it out. And if it doesn't feel good, know this, love feels good. So y'all need to talk. Would you agree?
Oh, 100%. 100%.
So give them some advice because we got to wrap this show up. Speaking about wrapping things up, y'all, if you're not in a committed relationship and if you don't want babies or if you don't want STDs, wrap it up. But give us give us some really some great advice that both men and women, we've got a couple more minutes, can take into this week so that they can take their intimacy and their sex life to the max.
You bet. First things first is I think it's so important to actually think about what kinds of thoughtful things can you do or say that don't cost money. I do not believe in throwing money at a relationship. Thoughtful things you can do or say that you know will make the person that you love warm and fuzzy on the inside, because that is the first start to all intimacy and all good sex, is feeling loved and cherished and safe. So think about things you can say or do that will accomplish that. Once you've done that, think about one little naughtier thing that you can do in the bedroom. Just one thing that you haven't done in a while or that you've never done before but you're curious about, and turn it up a little bit in the bedroom and really start getting that kind of burning flame way flying up in the air again so that you can really make sure you're tending to your sex life and keep it burning for the long run.
All right.
That was enough.
But you know what? It's really, I always say life is simple, we make it hard. Speaking of getting it hard, yeah. It's almost midnight on the East Coast, y'all. So if you haven't got that, make that happen. But make life easy. In Your Face Publishing is the publishing house for these great books. Sex, How to Get More of It, A Guy's Roadmap to Paradise in and Out of the Bedroom, and Intimacy, How to Get More of It, A Peek into Understanding the Male Mind. My guest, Jodi Ambrose, you can follow her on Twitter. Tweet her, love her. We're going to have you back to Max and Friends. I just love having you here. And thanks so much for all the books. I mean, like, I love handing them out, but I have to a select group of people because I'm like, y'all need to get on this. So
I'm glad you enjoyed. I fit as many into the box as I possibly could fit in there. So I'm glad you enjoyed them. And thank you for having me. I love coming on and talking with you. It's always an absolute blast. And I hope all your listeners enjoy learning a little bit about the Nookie Time.
You know what? And even if they don't, it's okay too, because I believe that no words are spoken or done in vain unless they're ignorant. So we're doing this out of love. Right? So when it's out of love, people retain the information. So retain that. I love you all for listening. Jodi Ambrose, thank you so much for joining me tonight on Max and Friends.
Thanks, Saul. I appreciate it.
I
always love being on.
That
sounds good.
After the show. All right, y'all. Then have a good night.
Night, guys.
We got to wrap this up, but before we do that, I'm just going to bring it back down to the love, to the max, to what you listen to. I love you all for tuning in. Hey, tune into Ion South Florida. You go to ionsouthflorida.com. I covered a great event for BCRF. You'll see that there. We did great coverage for them, and this whole week is Italian week in Palm Beach, so I'm going to be covering that. And then there's just so much going on. We've got some great guests lined up for you coming up in February and March. We've got everyone, like, I'm not kidding, from Do I, I'm not, you know what? Follow me on Twitter at Max Tucci. And there we'll give you some hints. I'm going to tweet right after the show about the books and also my thanks to Marshawna Ritchie. Tomorrow night, everyone, Bravo Friends to Lovers is the season finale on Bravo TV at 10:30 p.m. Speaking of Bravo, Leah Black, I'm from Housewives of Miami. I blog for her. I'm Leah Black Inc. So go there, follow me there. Love me there, love me here on Max and Friends, on Twitter at Max Tucci, Instagram, I am so backed up, y'all, on requesting, on approving all of you, but if I don't, just give me time, I love you all, I gotta go through that. But yeah, so I love you all for tuning in, have a wonderful week, I want you to take life to the max, not in the sense of like craziness, but in the sense of things that make you happy and that give you joy. Take joy to the max this week. Take love to the max this week. Know that I love you, and we had a crazy show for you tonight because you all asked for it. So I can go from the guru to the crazy in a minute. So don't make me throw my shoe. Porsche, get me my shoe. Hey, do you all watch Empire? I want to spend more time with you. And I'm like, I'm getting the wrap up, I know. But I just love spending time with you. And do you guys watch Empire? Tweet me at Max Tucci. Cookie is my girl. Can't take it. You know, I've got to give a shout out because I forgot to do it. But, you know, my father passed away like 28 years ago. Isn't that crazy? And it was just like over the past last week. So I always feel the energy because that's what I believe we are, is this great energy that's always surrounding us. It's energy. You want to call it spirits, whatever. I believe it's energy. And this energy of our ancestors is with us. So I felt his energy. I love his energy. Mario Tucci, I love you. That's all I got to say. And I'm going to call my mom after the show, just like they said to do on the Oscars. Call your mother, your father, your sister, your brother. Call someone that you love and tell them you love them because you don't know when they're going to go or if you'll ever have another opportunity to tell them. And before we go, Sophie Backer, happy 25th birthday, baby, in Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, except STDs. Love you all for listening. Take life to the max. Good night and good karma. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends.